Oh my God, I feel like I'm podcasting after a zillion years. But when your friends come over, I think, and if you're having a great time, things kind of go offhand. Hey guys, my name is Dee and you're listening to my podcast, Spiritual Wannabe. And finally, then I get a sign about podcasting and about what I should podcast. Because another friend of mine kind of reaches out to me and asks me about angel numbers. And I think it's come at a very right time in my life because I keep seeing angel numbers and I have this specific, kind of understanding of them, but I've never really thought about what they mean beyond that. And yesterday, after this friend reached out to me, I kind of saw a couple of more videos, read more about it, and there's kind of a different perspective to angel numbers now. So why do we see angel numbers? To begin with, let me tell you what are angel numbers. Angel numbers are numbers that you keep seeing often, you know, like if you keep seeing a 111 often, or a 123 often, or a 777 often, or maybe a 911 often, or any number often, they seem to have a meaning with the angels. And if you kind of look it up on the internet, you'll find that meaning or the context to what the angels are wanting to tell you. So these are angel numbers, and if you're seeing them, then what do they mean? Well, they mean that they're trying to bring attention to a certain aspect of your life. Yeah. Now, this could be an exact situation or a context to something or a reference to something that you need to pay attention to. It could mean also that this is probably not your current situation, but where you truly want to be. So the angels might be pushing you towards something, you know, which you also don't realize. For example, you're too focused on work, right? But you keep seeing a number that talks about spending time with family or, you know, focusing on family. Now, obviously, your current situation is not that. But the angels want you to kind of know that, hey, you need to do this, buddy. So that is another meaning of angel numbers. Now, what happens is that when we see an angel number, we keep focusing about it and, you know, on it, and we keep telling our friends about it, and therefore we attract more of these angel numbers and we believe in it strongly. But what I know and what I understood from whatever I read yesterday also is that do not kind of fool yourself into it, because angel numbers appear and they resonate with you immediately. If you're not feeling anything about a number, then probably that doesn't mean anything. So when you see these numbers that come to you often and again, you need to really focus on what you're feeling at that point of time. Does it resonate with you in any way? And that is the clue. That is the key to understanding angel numbers. So if I see, say, a 111, and if I just don't feel anything about it, you know, I might probably just be manifesting it in my life. But if I see a 111 and I feel that, oh my God, you know, this really means something to me, or, you know, I know that there's a change coming to my life, which often, it, you know, the number denotes that, then probably I need to focus on that. So, angel numbers in a nutshell for you. And if you worked with angel numbers and if you think that they mean something else, hey, please share what you think. I'm Spiritual Wannabe on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter, and my website's called spiritualwannabe.com. So let's connect there. Until then, keep it spiritual and take good care of yourself.